just a bowl of clabber. Always want sugar on it. Yeah, always want sugar on it, but boy, you talking about good. Did you ever eat that?
Uh-uh.
Oh boy, that's good. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. You ought to see a little, hear folks tell about seeing my twin brother and myself sitting down with a bowl of clabber between us.
Hill yeah. folks?
Yeah.
You mean?
Some of the people that's older than us have joked us about seeing us sitting down on the floor eating a bowl of clabber.
I was going to say, as tall and big as y'all are, both of y'all, it looks like you could...
Well, at one time we were little. Everybody was a baby once, you know.
I expect that. Yeah. But about the milk, your daddy, how did he get impurities out of it, say, or when you were coming up?
Well, you tried to keep it as clean as you could to start with, and you strained it through a cloth. Now, you just used a piece of cloth that, well, as far as the exact piece of cloth he used, it's probably a piece of sugar sack or a piece of flour sack or a piece of meal sack or something like that. Of course, all those things now either come in a paper sack or something, but way back then they all came in a cotton sack.
Yeah.
And
how did y'all get things? Like, when you lived out here, did y'all go into town to get all your... Probably pretty rare when you went into Starkville, wasn't it?
Yeah, that's right. Didn't, well, of course.
Well, when you lived
us
there.
Children didn't go to town much. Father go to town and get what we needed. But us children didn't go to town much. But actually, my father moved to town when I was 6 years old, so I don't remember a great deal about what went on before that. Hearing my folks talk about it and so forth, and what I remember about it is a whole lot different, you know, two different things.
Yes.
My wife's mother is 93, and she talks about when they actually went to town, ox cart and that kind of stuff, you know, go to town 13 miles, go to town one day and come back the next day and stay with a cousin overnight, you know.
What was her, what's her name, man?
My wife's mother's name.
Yes.
And they live at Batesville, Mississippi.
Oh, okay. There was a 90-year-old lady in town, somebody told me about.
I don't know who that is.
Drives her own car and gets around pretty good. Anyway. Incidentally,
do you have Miss Dotsie's name?
Let's see. I sure do. You think she'd be... Dotsie... Right.
She'd probably give you more information a whole lot than I can give you 10 times over.
She born and raised here?
Yes, she's born and raised in Starkville and taught school there many years.
Yes.
In fact, but she hadn't been retired too long.
Yes.
You know, the 65 compulsory retirement hadn't been in effect too long, so Miss Dotson taught till she was way after she was 65 years old. I think she was 70, maybe 75 when she quit teaching.
Yeah. Well, what was Starkville like when y'all came up here?
Well, actually, there was just those two blocks with stores on each side of the street. Where the hotel is now is just a big old red clay hill. And there was one gas pump, and it was up there in front of where Mullins and Sons store is now. And there was a hand pump or well out in the middle of the street, about where the cross streets are up there, where Washington's, Lafayette Street crosses, pretty close there. There was just a pump out in the middle of the street, and
for water?
For drinking water.
Mm-hmm.
And then, but they actually also had City Water Works back before I can remember. In other words, we had running water. When we moved to town, there was a bathroom in the house. And